Hola, and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. If you want to say, I go to Madrid, we just say, voy a Madrid. Voy a Madrid. I go to Madrid. Incidentally, it also means I'm going to Madrid. But for our purposes now, it's I go to Madrid. Voy a Madrid. And so how would we say, I go to Valencia? I go to Valencia. Voy a Valencia. Voy a Valencia. Now, regular subscribers will know that we're just setting up some vocabulary so that less advanced learners can still access this lesson. So if you already know how to say, I go to, I'm going to, then that's absolutely fine. This is just for, as I said, to make it more accessible for all learners. Okay, so I go to Valencia. Voy a Valencia. Now, how about if we want to say, I might go to Valencia? I might go to Valencia. We would say this. A lo mejor voy a Valencia. A lo mejor voy a Valencia. So, a lo mejor is an expression which conveys might. Now, there's some nuance involved here, and later we will see a different type of might. But for the moment, you just need to know that a lo mejor is an expression that can be used for might. The origin, because mejor means better, the origin is probably somewhere in a phrase that was used to say, in the best case, this will happen, but it's over time evolved to mean more something like might. So, a lo mejor, and the phrase means I might do whatever. So, how would you say, I might go to Madrid? I might go to Madrid. What would that be? A lo mejor voy a Madrid. A lo mejor voy a Madrid. If you want to say with, it's con. Con, with is con. How would you say, I might go to Barcelona with Pablo? I might go to Barcelona with Pablo. What would that be? A lo mejor voy a Barcelona con Pablo. A lo mejor voy a Barcelona con Pablo. How would you just say, I might go with Carmen? I might go with Carmen. What would that be? A lo mejor voy con Carmen. A lo mejor voy con Carmen. If you want to say, I might not, then we still just have the expression at the beginning, but then we make the phrase negative. And to make a phrase negative in Spanish, you just use no, no at the beginning. So how would you say, I might not go with Pablo? I might not go with Pablo. What would that be? A lo mejor no voy con Pablo. A lo mejor no voy con Pablo. So I might not go with Pablo. How would you say, I might not go to Valencia today? I might not go to Valencia today. And today is just hoy, H-O-Y. A lo mejor no voy a Valencia hoy. A lo mejor no voy a Valencia hoy. If you want to say tonight in Spanish, you say this night, this night. And this night is esta noche. Esta noche, tonight, this night. How would you say, I might go to London tonight? I might go to London tonight. What would that be? A lo mejor voy a Londres esta noche. A lo mejor voy a Londres esta noche. How about, I might not go tonight? I might not go tonight. What would that be? A lo mejor no voy esta noche. A lo mejor No voy esta noche. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of easy to follow steps. Okay, so a lo mejor for might. Let's try it with another verb. So I go out is salgo. Salgo is I go out. Salgo, I go out. How would you say I might go out tonight? What would that be? A lo mejor salgo esta noche. A lo mejor salgo esta noche. How about I might not go out tonight? What would that be? A lo mejor no salgo esta noche. A lo mejor no salgo esta noche. Okay, now I just want to mention a kind of a nuance to a lo mejor. It tends to be used when you're making a kind of spontaneous comment, something that's just occurred to you. Now, we wouldn't say that that's 100% like that, but if we were choosing between different versions of the translation for might, it tends to be that a lo mejor is used for things that's just occurred to the speaker. So I'm just putting that out there now so that later we can contrast with this. So for example, when somebody says, a lo mejor voy a Madrid más tarde, the likelihood is they're just kind of thinking about it now and it's just occurred to them in the conversation, I might do that later. A lo mejor voy a Madrid. In the same way with, a lo mejor salgo esta noche. I might go out tonight. It's probably not something that's a planned maybe, but something that's just cropped up and you just thought, I might do that. So another one with salgo, I go out. How would you say, I might go out with Carmen tonight? I might go out with Carmen tonight. What would that be? A lo mejor salgo con Carmen esta noche. A lo mejor salgo con Carmen esta noche. And probably this has just occurred to the speaker. They're chatting about something and suddenly say, I might go out with Carmen later. To say, I call you is te llamo. I call you, te llamo. Llamo, I call, te, you. So te llamo, you, I call, or I call you. How would you say, I might call you? What would that be? I might call you. A lo mejor te llamo. A lo mejor te llamo. But actually, probably it'd be more usual to put a time frame on there. So how would you say, I might call you tonight? I might call you tonight. A lo mejor te llamo esta noche. A lo mejor te llamo esta noche. We can see clearly in this phrase how it would almost always be something that's occurred to the speaker in that moment, in that conversation. So maybe they're just saying goodbye and I might call you later. A lo mejor te llamo esta noche, or I'll call you tonight. How about, I might not call you? What would that be? I might not call you. A lo mejor no te llamo. A lo mejor no te llamo. And again, it's probably something that's just popped up in the conversation now. How would you say, let's go for a longer sentence. How would you say, I might not call you because I'm going to Madrid tonight. I might not call you because I'm going to Madrid tonight. And because is porque. So how would that sentence go? And again, it's I might not call you because I'm going to Madrid tonight. A lo mejor no te llamo porque voy a Madrid esta noche. A lo mejor no te llamo Porque voy a Madrid esta noche. So we've seen that a lo mejor can be used to express might, and the tendency is for it to be something that's kind of spontaneously, that's just occurred to the to the speaker. Okay, and there is a different kind of might, a different way of expressing it, and with this might, it doesn't tend to get used when something has just occurred in conversation to the speaker, okay, when they've just thought about it. It tends to be something where there's already a kind of known uncertainty. Say, for example, I haven't studied that much, so I might not pass this exam. And that would be where we would use this next expression. So this other way of saying might would be using the expression puede que. Puede que. Literally meaning, it can that. So like, it can be that this happens. It could be that it's like this. And puede que is always followed by a subjunctive. Puede que. So puede que plus a subjunctive. So let's have a look at this. We're not going to cover the whole of the subjunctive and the endings. I think it's going to be more useful to look at a number of irregular subjunctives, and that way you'll be able to practice this kind of might and at the same time be learning some irregular subjunctive verbs. Okay, so let's have a look at the subjunctive for go. So before we said I might go, etc. The subjunctive for go is vaya, vaya, V-A-Y-A, vaya. So I go, vaya, in the subjunctive. So to say I might go to Madrid tonight, I might go to Madrid tonight would be puede que vaya a Madrid más tarde. Puede que vaya a Madrid más tarde. Okay, and as I said, it's unlikely that you would hear this puede que type expression if the speaker has only just thought of it. Wouldn't say that's 100% rule, but that would be the very strong tendency for it not to be used when you're just thinking about this, but perhaps something that for various reasons the uncertainty or the possibility or the might is already there. So puede que vaya a Madrid esta noche. Puede que vaya a Madrid esta noche. I might go to Madrid tonight. How would you say I might go to Madrid with Pablo? I might go to Madrid with Pablo. What would that be? Puede que vaya a Madrid con Pablo. Puede que vaya a Madrid con Pablo. And we saw earlier, we could say also, a lo mejor voy a Madrid con Pablo. And we've just seen now, puede que vaya a Madrid con Pablo. So they both communicate I might. It's just in the second one, it would tend to be something that's already been thought about. The kind of factors of the might, the factors of uncertainty, have already been thought about by the speaker. So it's a kind of a more considered response. So vaya, the subjunctive I go, and it's not only I go, but it's he, she goes as well. So in the subjunctive, the I ending is the same as the he and she. And you just know which one it is from the context of the conversation. So how would you say Maria might go to Madrid tonight? Maria might go to Madrid tonight. Puede que María vaya a Madrid esta noche. Puede que María vaya a Madrid esta noche.
So, it can that Maria goes to Madrid later. It could be that, it can be that Maria goes to Madrid later.
How would you say Pablo might not go?
Pablo might not go. What would that be?
Puede que Pablo no vaya. Puede que Pablo no vaya.
And so you might be speaking to somebody and you've already spoken to Pablo and he's told you that he might not go. So when you're telling somebody else, it's not that this idea has just occurred to you. You already have the information.
So, puede que Pablo no vaya esta noche.
Okay, let's try another subjunctive verb. This isn't strictly irregular, but it's just got quite a nice subjunctive-y sound. So, salgo is I go out, and the subjunctive of salir is salga, salga, salga. And as I mentioned before, so that would be for I, but also for he and she. So how would you say, I might go out with Maria? I might go out with Maria. What would that be?
Puede que salga con María. Puede que salga con María. How would we say Maria might go out with Pablo?
Maria might go out with Pablo. What would that be?
Puede que María salga con Pablo.
Puede que María salga con Pablo. How would you say he might not go out tonight?
He might not go out tonight. What would that be?
Puede que no salga esta noche.
Puede que no salga esta noche.
And of course, that would also be, she might not go out tonight, and I might not go out tonight.
Puede que no salga esta noche.
So we've seen two ways of saying might, a lo mejor, and puede que, plus the subjunctive. And the subtle difference, the tendency between the two, is that a lo mejor is used more when the speaker has just thought of this. And for example, I might see you later then, in a conversation. I might see you later. That's just kind of occurred to the person in the conversation. Versus puede que, and then plus the subjunctive, which would be something where the information or the thought process has already taken place about the uncertainty, as in, I might not be here later because I have a meeting. So the speaker will already have thought about that. And that's all we've got time for in today's lesson. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.